Do your windows rattle? Does traffic keep you up all night? Do drafts invade your home and make you cold? You need Sealer-Sash. Sealer-Sash can retrofit your existing wooden windows and make your house more thermally efficient, quieter and more comfortable than ever before. With our draft sealing and reglazing services, your wooden windows can perform as well as brand new triple glazing if you choose our new glass from Panasonic. Don't compromise on comfort. Contact Sealer-Sash today, the wooden window experts.
Vous êtes avec SBS French. Retrouvez les rubriques sur sbs.com.au/French.
Valeurs australiennes. Il a également pris pour cible les réfugiés palestiniens qui cherchent protection en Australie.
The Gazan cohort of 1,700 people here on visas presents a high risk to our nation. That cohort must be reassessed entirely with far greater scrutiny. The Director General of Security has also been upfront about the growing threat of foreign interference in Australia. Our door has been opened to people who, far from having an allegiance to Australia, are actively working
in Occidental.
For too long, we've turned a blind eye to the reality of immigration and integration. Those who migrate from liberal democracies have a greater likelihood of subscribing to Australian values compared to those coming from other places, ruled by fundamentalists, extremists and dictators.
Restreint les protections accordées aux personnes fuyant le conflit et le génocide à Gaza.
It's deeply concerning for us as a human rights organization that a nationality or people from a particular country have been singled out in a coalition policy. Australia has historically one of the thorough immigration systems that includes character tests and biometric checks before anyone gets visa. And anyone that managed to get out of Gaza from genocide got here safely. They have gone through that thorough check system and they've been living here for at least 2 to 3 years now.
Monsieur Haidari, lui-même originaire d'Afghanistan, souligne la fragilité du système et met en garde contre les dangers de cette proposition. Il explique que d'autres personnes se trouvant dans une situation similaire à la sienne à son arrivée en Australie continuent de subir des violations de leurs droits alors qu'elles cherchent refuge. Il ajoute qu'Amnesty International appelle à un leadership qui rassemble les communautés et non à des politiques qui divisent. La nouvelle politique migratoire de la coalition vise également à créer un centre de coordination des contrôles renforcés.
An enhanced security screening center. Using the full suite of intelligence screening and enforcement capabilities, the center will stop radicals, extremists and terrorists from entering our country. As part of the enhanced screening process, all visa applicants will be required to provide social media accounts when applying for a visa.
Do you suffer from cold drafts? Do your windows rattle and jam? You need Sealer-Sash, the wooden window experts. Our draft sealing and glazing retrofit services are designed to have your original windows working as well as brand new double or even triple glazing. Our vacuum insulated glass from Japan is so thin, it will make your home quieter and more thermally efficient than ever before without compromising the architecture. Contact Sealer-Sash today to give your wooden windows a 21st century makeover.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance.
Australie. Selon les données du Bureau australien des statistiques, l'ABS, l'immigration nette a diminué, passant de 429 000 en 2023-2020. Le ministre de l'Intérieur, Tony Burke, a fustigé la politique de la coalition. Je cite, « Des millions d'Australiens se demandent pourquoi les libéraux ont-ils un problème avec leurs parents qui ne parlent pas très bien anglais, mais sont des parfaits Australiens ». Selon M. Haidari, ce virage restrictif de l'immigration s'inspire des pratiques mises en place par le président américain Donald Trump dans le cadre de l'ICE, l'Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
When he is referring of Trump-like policy of screening people's very private social media account, again, it's very deeply concerning, and it's only targeting, or the coalition is only targeting particular nationalities in particular countries.
Il affirme que la politique d'asile et de réfugiés devrait se fonder sur les besoins de protection des individus et non sur leur région d'origine. La proposition de l'opposition fédérale a suscité de vives réactions de la part du Parti travailliste, des Verts, d'experts juridiques et d'organisations de défense des droits humains. La députée indépendante Sally Stigall estime que la coalition risque d'alimenter des discours haineux et clivants sur l'immigration. Le sénateur écologiste David Shoebridge partage cet avis, affirmant que la proposition d'Angus Taylor discrimine des personnes en raison de leur pays d'origine et potentiellement de leur religion. Il ajoute que les mesures préconisées par l'opposition fédérale reflètent globalement une dérive vers l'extrême droite, les qualifiant de version 2026 de la politique de l'Australie blanche, ou White Australia Policy, longtemps abandonnée.
The coalition think that reintroducing elements of the White Australia Policy is the way forward for Australia in 2026. Actively excluding people on the basis of their country of origin, potentially on their religion. That is not the way forward for Australia. Australia gains so much from immigration. The breadth of talent, the breadth of experience, the diversity that immigration has brought to Australia makes us a strong and proud nation.
La proposition de la coalition vise à rendre juridiquement contraignant le cadre des valeurs australiennes.
For an immigration program to work in the national interest, it must discriminate based on values.
Le porte-parole de l'opposition de l'intérieur, M. Jonathan Dunyan, affirme que la sécurité nationale est d'une importance capitale.
I dare say national security trumps privacy any day of the week. I don't want people coming into this country who think it's okay to spout hatred about one person's faith or values or how they look, their skin colour, and be allowed into this country. I think it is important that we use all the resources available to us to protect Australia from people that want to come here and not abide by our values, our way of life, and keep our country the wonderful country that it is.
À ce stade, on ignore si l'approche draconienne préconisée par M. Taylor sera mise en œuvre.
If a visa holder undermines our democratic values, doesn't respect the law, or doesn't demonstrate respect for those core values, they will be booted out of Australia.
Le ministre de l'Industrie et de la Défense, M. Pat Conroy, a déclaré à ABC que le chef de l'opposition surenchérit par rapport au parti One Nation de Pauline Hanson.
Now we're just seeing desperate dog whistling from Angus Taylor, who's desperately trying to compete with One Nation in a race to the bottom.
Ce reportage a été produit en anglais par Helena Krishnamurti pour SBS News et traduit en français par Bertrand Tunganame pour SBS French.
Aimez, partagez, commentez. Suivez-nous sur facebook.com/SBS French.
Do you suffer from cold drafts? Do your windows rattle and jam? You need Sealer Sash, the wooden window experts. Our draft sealing and glazing retrofit services are designed to have your original windows working as well as brand new double or even triple glazing. Our vacuum insulated glass from Japan is so thin, it will make your home quieter and more thermally efficient than ever before without compromising the architecture. Contact Sealer Sash today to give your wooden windows a 21st century makeover.